from Yerushalayim, Chadora. Chadora, as it Rashi means, Hagonas Bechadri Chadorim. The Oren that was hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that also went to Golos into Babel. So, Bezoi Ma'a Toimer, why do you say not like that? Why do you say the Oren was Nignaz, was hidden in its own place, was like swallowed up, buried in its own place? Omalai, he answered back, Shani Emer, I say Oren Ben Koima Nignaz. The Oren Taka was swallowed up, was buried in its own place. Shenem, like we had before, Ve'arichu Abadim. And Omalai Rova, Omalai Rabalula, my Mashma, what's the right from this Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Vayiyu Shom Ad Hayyamazir. Since it says the Oren was there, Ad Hayyamazir, that's Mashma, it's there, Le'olam. So the Oren was never taken away out of the Beis Hamikdash. After the Churban HaBayis Rishon, we didn't have it anymore. The Teretz was that Yeshayo hid it. And where did the hardware, was he gone as it? That in the ground, it was swallowed up into the ground. Yeah.
Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Nun Dalet Omer Aleph. Yeah, so in the middle of the Shiloh, that the Pasuk says, Vayiyu Shom Ad Hayom Azeh, that was saying that the Orin was not Golo, did not go into Bavul, but rather the Orin was Nignaz Bim Koimoi, that we had before when Madiyam Yishayahu was Nignaz, it buried it in its Mokum. The Mor says, Nabuchol Heicha Dechsiv Ad Hayom Azeh Lielamu, like you want to tell me whenever the Pasuk says Ad Hayom Azeh, that means it was there forever. In other words, the Orin never left its Mokum. For Yoksiv, the Pasuk says in Shoftim, V'yes ha-Yevusi Yoshev Yerushalayim lo Harisha b'nei Binyamin, that the Yevusim that were living in Yerushalayim, when Binyamin came to Yash in Yerushalayim, they did not get rid of them. V'ayoshav ha-Yevusi yas b'nei Binyamin v'Yerushalayim ad ha-Yoyim azeh. The Pasuk says that the Yevusi was living in Yerushalayim ad ha-Yoyim azeh, up until now. So you want to tell me, Hochinami, here also the Pasuk means the loy golui, that they were never thrown out of the land, that the Yevusim were always living in Yerushalayim from that time until now. For your Tanya, I'll bring your Ryan out like that. For Tanya, learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Chamishim Ushtayim Shona Loyovar Ish B'Yehuda. For 52 years, nobody, not one person, walked through Yehuda. In other words, by the Churban HaBayis, the whole Yerushalayim was Chorav, that nobody walked through Yerushalayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Al Ehorim, Esod Vechi, Vonehi, V'Yarnois Midbor, Kino, Kinitzesu Mebli Ish Oiver, V'Loishomu Koel Mikne Meyoif HaShemayim, V'Yad Behema Nodudu Holochu. This Pasuk talks about that through Yerushalayim, nobody was walking through, it was just crying there, and nobody, it was burnt up like Mebli Ish Oiver. Nobody walked over Yerushalayim. So invite the Gemara says, Behema, the Gematria Chamishun Ushtayim Hevi. That the word Behema adds up to 52. Notice for 52 years, nobody walked through Yerushalayim, even the Yevusim. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, we learned in the Bryce, Rabbi Yossi says, Sheva Shonim, Nizkaimo, Gofris, Umelech, the Eretz Yisrael. For 7 years, it was like Chorav, it was desolate Yerushalayim, that was only Gofris, sulfur, and salt in Eretz Yisrael. V'yom Rav Yechon, in my time at Rav Yossi, how does Rav Yossi know this? Asiyah bris. He learns it out from Gzera Shova, the word bris, from bris. Ksiv Hoch, over here it says, V'yigbor bris l'rabim. Shavua echot. It says here it's for 1 week. V'ksiv hosem v'yomru, al asher ozvu es bris Hashem elokei avoysem. So, Omalei, yes, HaKopon, this is the kasha, that's mashma, there was times that nobody at all lived in Yerushalayim. So how can you say whenever it says Ad Hayom Azeh, it means for always, like the always the Yevusim should have been there, and here we see not like that. There was a period of time when it was Gofres V'Melech in Yerushalayim, there was 52 years that nobody walked through Yerushalayim. We see there was times that they were not living there. So the Gemara says, Omalei, I'll tell you like this, Hocha Ksiv Shom, Hosom Leksiv Shom. Over here, by the Pasuk of the Oren, it says, Vayiyu Shom Ad Hayom Azeh. The Oren was there. So when the Pasuk says the word Shom, then it means forever. Like the Oren never left its muck and was just gone as after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, it was just hidden in its own place. Mashenken, Hosom like Siv Shom. Over here by the Yevusi, it doesn't say the word Shom. It just says Ad Hayom Azeh. So there it doesn't mean for always. For the Gemara, is this true? V'chol Heicha Dechsiv Shom, L'Yelam Hu. Wherever it says the word Shom, does it mean for always? Meisoy have a kasher in this. It says, Umehem min b'nei Shimon, holuchu lahar seir, anoshim chomesh meis, 500 people from b'nei Shimon went up to har seir, u flatio, u naario, u refoyo, u yoziel, b'nei yishi b'roshim. These were the leaders of them. That's what the pasuk says. Then the next pasuk says, Vayaku esherus hapleto l'amolik. They killed, they wiped out the leftovers from Amalek. So here it says, Vayeshvu Shom, they lived there. And it also says, Ad Hayom Ezeh, up until now. So you want to tell me now that the Bnei Shimon was always living here. For at the Gemara Kasha, all the land continues living. Shenem, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, V'osir Gevulois Amim, V'yasudai Sehem, show the lands, all the people. So Gemara says, Anachnami Tiyufta, this is a Kasha. And whenever it says the word Shom, and even though it says Ad HaYom HaZeh, it doesn't always mean that forever they were there. It could mean that it was taken away for a while. So maybe you have no right from this pasuk to say that the Orin was Gonaz, was hidden in its own Mokum, like underneath the ground, but rather could be, like we said before, the Man Yom holds, that the Nuchanetzah took it to Bavel. Omar Rav Nachman, Tona we learned that Chomim Maimrim, that Chomim say, Orin Belishchas Dira Eitzim HaYagonis. You know where the urn was hidden? It was hidden in the lishcha, in the room where they used to keep the wood. As belishcha's dir eitzim hayagonus. And then we had a maestro who soon seen the Gemara in Shkolim, a number of Nachman Rav Yitzchok afana namatanina. We also learned like this from a Gemara in Shkolim. That it said there, maestro b'koyin echot. It was a story once up with one koyin. Shoye mesasek. He was being mesasek, so Rashi learns. He was oisekin schoik, v'tiyel uschoik. He was down walking around there in the Beis HaMikdash. He saw one of the blocks of the floor was a little bit different than the other blocks. In other words, it was a little bit higher. So he saw that this block was once picked up. He wanted to go and tell his friends, you should know, this is the stone, this is the floor, like where the urn is buried underneath it. But he was not able to finish it off. Until he was maced. Like the mace happened, that he was maced, he died, in order not to tell his other brothers exactly where the urn was buried. But the Gemara ends off, though, V'yodu b'yichud, but they knew for sure, Sheshom urn gonos. This was the place where the urn was buried. So Gemara says, my heavy of it, what were these kahanim doing there? His Omer Rebbe Chelboy Misasek Bekartumoy Hoyu. He was like playing with his hatchet. But we'll soon see. And Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, Shnei Kahanim Bali Mumin Hoyu Masliyim Beitzim. There were two Kahanim that were Bali Mum, that had a Mum in the body, that they were not able to do the regular Avodah. Therefore, what they're able to do is to check out the woods to make sure there's no worms in the wood. Like it's possible to use any wormy wood on the Mizbeach. Now they were checking it out. V'nishmatar kardu moshalechud mehen. One of their hatchets fell down. And the fire came out and ate it up. There it doesn't say clearly what did the fire eat up. Did the fire eat up this the karduma only, or did it eat up the person? This is the maisa, that the koyin were found the place where the urn was buried. Rav Yehudi Rami, Rav Yehudi Rami, Rav Yehudi Rami, in the posik. Siv one posik says, Vayiru Rosh Habadim. You're able to see the heads of the badim. This is the badim, the staffs that you hold the Oren HaKodesh with. Uksiv, another pasuk says, V'layiro hachlitzo. You cannot see it outside. It's in the hechel, you cannot see the badim even. Ha'ketza, the chur tzestiri, harbu miyashir bo tzukim. Nirin v'yei nirin. It was seen and not seen. What does that mean? Tanya nami hochi. We learned that this also. V'ayiro roshe habadim. They're able to see the heads of the staff. Yocho lo yehei. Maybe they should not be moving at all out of its place. They were only inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Talmudim, another pasuk says, no, vayarichu habadim, that the badim were long, they like stuck out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yocho yiyo mikroyim b'proiches b'yotzin. Maybe they were so big that the mamish had to make a hole through the proiches. They were sticking out mamish through the proiches that you could see it. B'yotzin, talmudim, another pasuk says, you cannot see the staffs of the that were holding up the urn outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Hakeit said, how do we answer both psukim? Doichkin o boltin v'yoytzin b'proiches. That the two staffs, the two badim, were like sticking out through the proiches. Like a point sticking through it. You couldn't really see, though, the badim, because it didn't make a hole through the proiches. It was just like projecting, sticking out. V'nirin it looked kishnei dadu isha. Like the two breasts of an isha. Shenelma, the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, Tzeror hamor doidili ben shoda yolim. He'll be sleeping in between like the two breasts. And the Chur, the marshal is, just like the breast by an isha, that's what nurses the baby. It keeps the baby alive. As who was in the orin, the hashpor that comes out of the orin, the bein habadim, that's what keeps Klai Yisrael alive. So that's the pshat, that the bein habadim were able to be seen as they were sticking out, that you couldn't really see them, just it projected through the preches, and it looked like shnei dodi isha. Omarav ketina, v'shor shoho Yisrael oilu meregel. When Klai Yisrael used to go oilu regel on the Gimel Yom Tovim, is megalalin lehem esta preches. They used to like roll up, fold up the preches, so they're able to see through into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Umara lehem esta kruvim. And they would let the whole Klai Yisrael see the kruvim. Shoyim urim zebozeh. That the two kruvim, this was the two pictures of the children that were on top of the orin, HaKodesh, the kruvim, and they were hugging one another. Shaymurim Rashi says, Loshin Dibuk, Kimo Ilan Shanif Shachumura Baklipa, Masech the Beitzam says, Imhoyum Muras Begidim, yeah. So, Kitsa, they were like hugging one another. V'yomim Lehem, and the Kanan told the whole Klai Yisrael, Ruchi Basim Afnei Amokim, see how you are loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kechibas Zohar Nekeva, the same way a Zohar, a man, loves his wife. And we know that the Gemara says that Bizman Sher Yisrael Eisim Ritzoyne Shemokim, when Klai Yisrael were doing the mitzvahs and Hashem was happy with them, then the Kruvim used to be facing one towards the other and like hugging one another. And then this happened though, that Bizman Sher Eisim Ritzoyne Shemokim, when Klai Yisrael was not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, then Fakir, the Kruvim were turned opposite ways, and they were opposite, they were not hugging one another. So now, B'Shas Eilu Regel, when Klai Yisrael was doing the mitzvahs, they were hugging one another, so they picked it up, the preches, that everybody should see, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael. For the Mora Kasha, Moser Rav Chizor, Rav Chizor Yisrael Fakasha, is it true that the Klai Yisrael was allowed to look into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and see the Oren? The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, V'lo Yavoyu Lirois Kibol Es HaKodesh, that B'Shas, they were covering up the Kelim from the Mishkan, you're not allowed to come and look at the Kelim. The Amrav Yudom Arav, B'Shas HaChnosas Kelim L'Natuk Shalhem, when you put the Kelim into the cover, the Pasuk is saying nobody's allowed to look at them. It's like the Oren, you're not allowed to look at the Oren. So how come here, B'Shas the Beis HaMikdash, when Klai Yisrael went to El Regal, they uncovered the Pareches, that everybody could look through and see the Kruvim, see the Oren. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to see it. So Rav Nachman says like this, Moshe is an example, Lekala, to a bride that just got married, that Kolzaman, she beveis aviyah, Kolzaman, she's still by her own father's house, Tsunuya Mibaya, Mibaila, she dresses very modest in front of her husband, she's Tsunua, she dresses very tznius. In other words, she's not that close with the husband yet, so she's still a little bit more tsunua. Mashenkin kiva and shebosa lebeis chamia, when she comes to a father-in-law, when she comes to a husband's house, in other words, after nesuyin, then ain't tsunuya mibaila. Then she's not like afraid of a husband anymore, then she's not that modest in front of a husband alone. So here also, Rashi explains, that the Zman Kleiso was in the Midbar, it was like the Erisin, we weren't that close to Hashem yet, we weren't allowed to look at the Kalim. Hashem came later when the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, then we became very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we were allowed to look at the Kelim. For the Mar Kasha, Mosiv Rav Chono, Bar Rav Ktino, Maisa B'Koy Necha Shrei Masasik, we just had the Gemara in Shkolim that says the Maisa, that one of the Kahanim saw the block of the floor that was elevated a little bit. So in other words, he wanted to go see the Oren, and he was nice, he was nifta, because he shouldn't tell the other brothers to come and see the Oren. Mashmi, you're not allowed to look at the Oren. You still have the love not to look at the Oren. So Akam over here was saying, by the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, that you are allowed to see the Kruvim. So Marin says, O Malay, Nisgar Shekamrit. We're talking about this Maisavad in Shkolim happened in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, after the Churban Abayis. By the Churban Abayis Rishon, it's a Moshe like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael a get. He was Nizgaris Klai Yisrael. Is Nizgar Shechozul Chibosor Rishoyna? So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel them and gave us back the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, but we only returned back to the love we had b'rishayna when we were in the Mishkan, when we were like gospel, we were not gospel. So therefore now in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, you have the Inyan, you're not allowed to see the Kelim. It was only during the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, before the Churban HaBayis, that there was a tremendous love. We felt Mamas gospel close with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. At that period of time, we were able to look and see the Kruvim, see the Oren. Mashenken in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, we were not allowed to look anymore at the Oren. So the Moran now, B'mai Askinen, like in which Beis HaMikdash are we talking about, that Yab Yudis said when they used to go early regal, we used to unroll up the Pruchis to see through it, to see the Kruvim. Inayim of the Mikdash Rishon, if you want to say we're talking about this man, the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, Fred Gemara, me heavy Pruchis, was the Pruchis there during the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon? We learned before there was the Amatraxon, there was a wall there, an Amah thick and 30 Amahs high, so it wasn't the Pruchis. Elo, you have to say we're talking about now the Mikdash Sheni. By the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, then they did not have the Amatraxon, but there they had the Pruchis, either one or two, like we had the Machlokes before. For the Gemara though, me heavy Kruvim, but if we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, was the Kruvim there? We just got finished saying that the Oren was Gonas, or else Golo. But in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, they did not have the Oren. So they did not have the Kruvim on top of the Oren either. So Gemara says, the Olam B'Mikdash Rishon. Maybe we're talking about truly about the first Beis HaMikdash. Oh my Peruchis, what does it mean they rolled up the Peruchis? I, there was an Amatraxon, there was a wall there, not a curtain. Ela, the Gemara. Oh my Peruchis, Peruchis the Bovi. It means the curtain in front of the doorway. In other words, even though there was true an Amatraxon, was a big wall, but in the wall there was a doorway, how to walk through, how to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that doorway, they had a curtain there. So they used to now roll up the curtain that you could see through this doorway to see the Kruvim. Bizman the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. It's when Klai Yisrael went to Oil Regal. The Omar Rabbi Zeira, Omar Rav, Shloisha Osa Pereches Hoya Bamigdash. There were 13 different Pereches curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. Shiva Kenegod Shiva Shorim. There were 7 Kenegod, the 7 different gates. Shtayim Achas Lepischa Shel Hechol V'Yachas Lepischa Shel Ulam. 2 of them, one was from the entrance into the Hechol, and one curtain was the entrance into the Ulam. Shtayim B'Dvir, there was 2 of them in the Dvir, that's this Amatraxon, that's this wall dividing the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. Ushtayim Kenegdim B'Aliyah, and 2 other curtains higher up in the attic, in the second story, like. So the kids, even in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, there were Perkis in there in the doorway, how you go into the Amatraxon through that wall, in that doorway there was a Perkis, and that Perkis used to roll up that you could see through when Klaus went to Elu Regal during the time of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. So Moravacha Bar Yaakov Omar Le'olam B'Mikdash Sheni. So maybe we're talking about now during the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. So the question was, there was no Kruvim, there was no Oren then. That there it is, Kruvim the Tzurta Hevikaimi. They used to have pictures on the wall of the Kruvim. So true, the real Kruvim wasn't there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim by the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. But I call upon them on the walls, there was pictures, carved out pictures of the Kruvim. The Echsiv, the Pasuk says, here the Pasuk says, V'eis kol kirois habayis meisav kola. Then the Pasuk ends off, Kruvim v'simorois uvture tzitzim v'tzipo zohov. And was covered over with gold. Meyushar al hamachuka. So the kid says, Mashmuat, that the pictures were carved out in the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. Uchsiv, the next pasuk says, next pasha says, Kimar ish uliyoyas. So Gemara says, Ma, what does it mean, Kimar ish uliyoyas? Or Ma Rabba, Barav Shelom, it means, Be ish hamu'ura b'leviyah, Shaloyah.